contestants are a writer from Pasadena, California, Samir Gandhi. A clinical social worker from Pasadena, California, Sarah Hayar. And our returning champion, a copy editor from Hacienda Heights, California, Robert Kane, whose one day cash winnings total $18,401. And now, here is the host of Jeopardy!
Thank you, Johnny Gilbert. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Hi, folks. Good to have you with us once again. We've had some excellent games recently, but very difficult for champions to repeat more than once. Robert was a champion on yesterday's program. Will he be a champion at the end of this program? Sarah and Samir will have a great deal to say about that. Let's go to work and see what happens. And now let's reveal the categories. First off, we get to deal with Raise the Flag. Good subject. Next, See Who Salutes. We'll deal with books and authors. Three-word phrases. Hey, I played her in the movie. And finally, A is for Autumn, and A is coming up in each correct response. Robert.
I played her in the movie for 200.
Bad singer Florence Foster Jenkins. Robert.
Who was Meryl Streep?
She's the one.
Played her in the movie 400.
Good singer Becca, a member of the Barden Bellas, who is pitch perfect. Samir.
Who is Anna Kendrick?
Correct.
I'll take books and authors for 200.
Here's an image from the cover of this royal fable. Sarah.
What is The Little Prince?
Yes.
Three-word phrases for 200.
When you lavishly entertain a prospective client, you do this rhyming phrase, perhaps with Merlot and steak. Sarah.
What is wine and dine?
That's it.
I played her in the movie 600.
Andy Sachs, assistant to the editor of a fashion magazine. Robert.
Who is Hathaway?
Anne Hathaway, correct.
Three-word phrases, 400.
When you have two unpleasant options, someone might tell you to do this, which sounds like one could be strychnine. Samir.
What is pick your poison?
Yes.
I'll take three-word phrases for 600.
An Obama rallying cry for Spanish-speaking potential voters was, Si se puede, this in English. Robert.
What is Yes, We Can?
Correct.
I played her in the movie 800.
Jenny Curran, Forrest Gump's beloved. Robert.
Who is Robin Wright?
Yes.
Three-word phrases, 800.
When Picard wanted something to happen quickly on Star Trek, The Next Generation, he often said this. Sarah.
What is Make It So?
Good.
Books and authors for 4.
Based on true events, recent stories of the Holocaust include The Librarian of and The Tattooist of This Notorious Place. Sarah.
What is Auschwitz?
Yes.
Books and authors for 600.
Kaia Clark, known as the Marsh Girl, is suspected of murder in Delia Owens' number one bestseller, Where These Sing. Samir.
What is Where's the Crawdads?
That's it.
I'll take books and authors for 800.
Truman Capote said he introduced the nonfiction novel with this bestseller about the brutal murder of a Kansas farm family. Sarah?
What is In Cold Blood?
Right.
A is for Autumn, 200.
An October festival for the harvest of these has been held for decades in Aaronsville, Pennsylvania. Sarah?
What are apples?
Yes.
A is for Autumn for 4.
Each fall, Alabama and this SEC football arch rival meet in the Iron Bowl. Samir.
What is Arkansas?
Nope. Sarah or Robert? Correct response, what is Auburn? Back to you, Sarah.
See Who Salutes for 2.
Here's this chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff saluting during a 50th anniversary ceremony for Pearl Harbor survivors. Robert?
Who is Colin Powell?
You got him, and that takes you up to 2,400. You're a shade off the lead, and we're going to take a break. We'll be back in a minute. Welcome back. We're going to spend the next few moments talking about birds with our contestants. Samir Gandhi, the bird in question with you is a
roadrunner.
A roadrunner. What happened?
Well, I was in Albuquerque, New Mexico a few years ago in a nature preserve, and I spotted a roadrunner, and I thought, I need to see this up close. The roadrunner was running along, and I was following. It ran under a fence, and I thought, why not? So I hopped over the fence, and I guess it had been a few years since I'd hopped over a fence or anything really. And I felt shooting pains through my back, and the roadrunner smoothly ran on its way, and I hobbled back to the parking lot and endured a few comparisons to Wile E. Coyote.
I'm sure you did. All right, now, Sarah Tyre from Pasadena, California. The bird in your case is a hawk.
Yes. My boyfriend and I took a trip out to San Diego. There's a falconry school out in the mountains there. And you get to glove up, learn how to call the hawk to your glove, cast him off, kind of see the little training game that they play.
Are they heavier than most people would think?
No, they're very light. The bird was, I guess, less than a pound, I think.
Oh, God.
They're very light.
Okay. Good experience for you, though.
Oh, yeah.
Robert Kane is our champion. He is a copy editor who once got the pleasure of working as an extra on his favorite TV show. Which one?
Parks and Recreation.
Aha. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They actually film here, not in Indiana, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So I was between jobs, so I decided to sign up. Why not?
And that was a fun experience.
Very fun.
I bet it was. All right, you're in command of the board. Go.
I played her in the movie For a Thousand.
Rachel Watson, the girl on the train. Robert?
Who is Emily Blunt?
Correct.
Three word phrases, a thousand.
Daily double there. Chance to add to your lead.
Let's go true double, please.
All right. For 6,800. If you do this, you're either literally handing a dollar bill to someone or shifting responsibility.
What is pass the buck?
That's it. That's the three word phrase. All right, go again.
Books and authors, 1,000.
In a novel by Jonathan Franzen, Alfred Lambert and his son Chip face their failures to make these, the title of the book. Samir.
What are corrections?
Yes.
See Who Salutes, 400.
Bernard Montgomery, mid-salute here, commanded all ground forces at the start of 1944's Normandy invasion, or Operation This. Sarah.
What is Overlord?
Correct.
See Who Salutes, 600.
We salute this fallen hero, a Pac-10 Defensive Player of the Year, an Arizona Cardinal, and an Army Ranger. Robert.
Who is Pat Tillman?
Correct.
Salutes, 800.
Here's Chester Nimitz, who in December of 1944 got bumped up to the Navy's then newest and highest rank, this type of admiral. He became a five-star or fleet admiral. Robert, go again.
Salutes, 1,000, please.
Here's Babe Ruth with this general and hero of World War I after the Bambino joined the National Guard in 1924. Sarah.
Who's Pershing?
Correct.
A is for Autumn, 600.
This period in the ecclesiastical year leading up to Christmas begins Sunday, November 29th, 2020. Samir?
What is Lent?
No. The period is called Advent. Back to you, Sarah.
A is for Autumn, 800.
Though as zodiac signs, they're in January, February, March, and April, these two constellations are best viewed in fall in the Northern Hemisphere. Samir.
What are Aries and Aquarius?
Correct.
A is for Autumn, 1,000.
Sometimes called quaking, this tree brings glorious color to autumn in Colorado. Robert.
What is ash?
No. Samir.
What is aspen?
Aspen, that's it.
Raise the flag, 200.
A flag with real significance for peaceful uses. Proverbially, if you raise it, you yield. Robert.
What is a white flag?
Yes.
Raise 400.
Historically, a ship flies a distress flag at half-mast or this way. Robert.
What is upside down?
Good.
600.
In a third verse, this title object in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. Robert.
What is the Star-Spangled Banner?
You got it.
800, please.
Gonfalon, an old name for a flag, was once used by baseball writers to mean this. What every team wants to win. Robert.
What is the pennant?
Pennant, right.
And 1,000, please.
This other name for an army base or post also refers to the huge 20-foot by 38-foot flag flown over it. And the word you're looking for here is garrison. All right, our champion Robert off to a very good start with a lot of money. Samir at 3,200 will go first in Double Jeopardy. Right after this. Samir looks ready for Double Jeopardy. Here are the categories for your selection. Sculpture, bodies of water, fangs a lot, occupational song titles, farewell addresses, and finally, wait a beat, then go. Go will be the second syllable in the correct word in each response. Where do we start, Samir?
I'll do wait a beat, then go 400.
Any self-centered person who probably thinks this clue is about them. That would be an egotist. Go the second syllable. Samir.
Sure, wait a beat, then go 800.
The musical stylings of Orpheus helped this crew escape the siren song. Sarah.
Who are the Argonauts?
Yeah.
Occupational song titles, 400.
Any old music will do for Tina Turner in her hit song about a private one of these. Robert.
Where's a dancer?
Yes.
Go 1200.
Botticelli painted a trying time for Jesus in his work titled This in the Garden. And the G-O as the second syllable this time comes up in the word agony. Agony. Robert.
Go 16, please.
The spire on the top of one of these Japanese temples is called a sorin. Robert.
What is pagoda?
Pagoda. Good.
Go 2000.
Excessive nationalism can also be called this other type of ism. Sarah.
What is jingoism?
You got it.
Occupational song titles 8.
To be this titled person, you've got to know when to walk away and know when to run. Sarah.
What is a gambler?
Gambler, yeah.
Occupational song titles 12.
In song, a desperate Warren Zevon requested these professionals along with guns and money. He wanted lawyers. Sarah?
Let's try fangs a lot, 400.
You can get custom designer fangs of this classic lit character for $19.99 at Party City, just like the author intended. Robert?
Who is Dracula?
Correct.
Song title 16.
Bob Marley sang about the buffalo this to win the war for America. Samir.
What is soldier?
Yes.
Fangs a lot, 800.
The body of this crawler is composed of around 15 to 180 segments, each with a pair of legs, the first pair modified into poison fangs. Sarah.
What is a scorpion?
No. Robert.
What is centipede?
You are right.
Song titles 2000.
Dear sir or madam, will you read my book? It took me years to write. Will you take a look? Goes this Beatles tune. Sarah.
What is paperback writer?
Correct.
Fangs a lot, 1200.
A type of this snake is rightly called spitting. Its fangs are shaped to send poison flying. Sarah.
What is an adder?
No. Robert.
What is cobra?
Cobra, that's it.
Fang 16.
This fanged monster, whose name is Spanish for goat sucker, was first sighted in 1995, though after a scary movie. Sarah?
What is a chupacabra?
Right.
Farewell addresses for 4.
This astronaut left the Earth for good in 2012 in a hospital at 3000 Mack Road, Fairfield, Ohio. Samir?
Who is John Glenn?
No. Robert.
Who is Neil Armstrong?
Correct.
Fangs, 2000.
The protruding fangs of this mortal gorgon, known for her stone-cold gaze, weren't even the most terrifying thing about her. Sarah.
Who is Medusa?
You got her.
Farewell addresses for 8.
Thousands flocked to 9 12th Avenue, Houghton, Johannesburg, after he passed away there in 2013. Samir.
Who is Nelson Mandela?
Right.
Farewell addresses, 1200.
She made her exit in 1962 after an overdose of sleeping pills at 12305 Fifth Helena Drive in the Brentwood area of Los Angeles. Samir.
Who is Marilyn Monroe?
Correct.
Farewell addresses, 1600.
He expired in 1827 in Vienna at Schwarzspanier Straße 15 during thunder, like that in his Sixth Symphony. Robert.
Who is Beethoven?
Good.
Farewell, 2000.
Answer. Daily double. You have maintained your lead.
3,200.
32 it is. She breathed her last in 1901 at Osborne House on the Isle of Wight, surrounded by many children and grandchildren.
Who is Nightingale?
No, who is Queen Victoria? Queen Victoria. All right, you have just a $400 lead over Sarah now.
Bodies of water, 2000.
In French, it's known as Le Golfe de Gascogne. Robert?
What is the Bay of Biscay?
You got it.
16 bodies of water.
Named for an Englishman, it connects the Atlantic and the Pacific between Cape Horn and the South Shetland Islands. Samir?
What is Drake's Passage?
Yes.
Bodies of water, 1,200.
The Cayman Islands are in this sea. Robert?
What is Caribbean Sea?
Good.
Bodies of water, 800.
Answer there. Other daily double.
5,000.
Five it is. This river flows into Lake Constance, which borders Switzerland, Germany, and Austria.
What is the Rhone?
Oh, you picked the wrong one. You should have changed the O to an I and come up with the Rhine instead. Pick again.
Sculpture, 2,000.
Much of this English sculptor's work is truly monumental, like his 9-foot draped reclining mother and baby. Well-known sculptor, Henry Moore. Robert.
Bodies, 400.
The Straits of Florida connect this body of water to the Atlantic Ocean. Samir.
What's the Gulf of Mexico?
Yes.
Sculpture, 800.
Sarah?
Evolving from cave art, examples of this type of sculpture include sunken, low or bas, and high or alto.
Sarah.
What is relief?
That's the word.
Sculpture for four.
It's also known as the Aphrodite of Milos. Robert.
What is the Venus de Milo?
That's it.
Sculpture 16.
Jael Chihuly is primarily known for making sculptures out of this. Samir.
What is glass?
Glass is right. And now the last clue. Revelstoke, British Columbia, on the Columbia River, has a sculpture of a sturgeon with this other fish. Samir?
What is salmon?
Salmon is right. And that takes you to 11,200. Look at those scores. My gosh, you guys were good today. And now it all comes down to Final Jeopardy. Someone is going to benefit from this category. Astronomy. Make your wagers. Back in a moment with the clue.
High school sports given the green light. How soon your child could be back on the field.
A woman murdered in a Baltimore row home. Now the house is abandoned and overrun with crime. Fox 45 News questions who's responsible for cleaning it up.
Tonight at 10.
Tough sounding category for our final today, astronomy. Players, here's your clue. Discovered in 1967, the first of these stars was dubbed LGM-1. The perceived signal was jokingly thought to be from Little Green Men. You have 30 seconds. Good luck. Only $1,800 separating third place from the lead. We come to Robert. You had $10,200. You were in third place, and you wrote down what is a supernova, and that is incorrect. It'll cost you, therefore, $1,801, dropping you down a bit to $8,399, taking us over to Samir Gandhi. He had $11,200. His response was, what is a pulsar? His response is correct. He will add a ton of money, $11,000, putting him into the lead with $22,200 and taking us to Sarah. She had the lead with $12,000. We're looking for a pulsar. Do we have one? We do not. We have a red dwarf, and so it'll cost you. Where will you finish? $10,401. You're going to finish in third place. But Samir Gandhi, congratulations, young man. You are the new Jeopardy champion, and you get to wrap up the week with us tomorrow right here. And we would like you, ladies and gentlemen, to join us as well. Till then, take care.